Bible prophecy has been important to me because I had doubts when I was young. I grew up in a Christian home, and I had doubts. I had the doubts that young people have when they're born in the faith. But, you know, God has no grandchildren. You know, we all have to be born again. And I had those questions that, of all the religions in the world, how is it that I happen to be born into the right one? So I had these doubts, and when I went to high school, in the science books, they showed the pictures of the evolution of man. And I remember sitting there and looking at these various stages of the evolution of man and thinking to myself, if this is true, the Bible's a lie. And I was going to school. My parents sent me to school. It's expected to go to school. And the school that we're told to go to learn from is telling us this. So who's right? Is science right? And so I had serious doubts. And of course, then when the 60s came along, you had all of this experimentation, and you had a serious look into the Eastern religions and these various things that occurred, and I was pretty much into that. There was a mystery thing there. There was something happening. There was something happening in the streets. There was a search that was occurring. I was a part of that search. I was curious. I had this wonder to me about what was occurring. Through this all, things went downward, and I ended up dropping out of school. I ended up running with the wrong crowd. I ended up pretty much coming to the end of myself, faced with myself. I came to the point where, because of the things that I've seen, some things that I saw in the 60s, I came to the point where I had no trouble believing anymore that the devil existed. Amen. And because I believed the devil existed, I assumed God existed. I only had one problem. How do you get to point A, the devil exists, to point B, where God is? How do I get from where I am to where God is? After all, I didn't really believe the Bible literally until my sister brought me a book, Hal Lindsey's Late Great Planet Earth. And I read that book. And I didn't agree with everything I read in the book. I didn't have to. What I noticed was something big. I noticed that Hal Lindsey was talking about geopolitical realities, really big issues. We're talking about big things, not little things. We're talking about the return of Israel. We're talking about the revival of the Roman Empire. We're talking about things that I can see that are in the Bible, that are in the world. And I became convinced that the Bible must be true. Because what I saw was the rebirth of Israel. It was foretold by the prophets. And I saw the Roman Empire coming back in the European community at that time. And so it was through Bible prophecy that I started trusting in the Bible as the Word of God, and through that, I experienced the salvation that's in Jesus Christ.